The Irish language has been the subject of much political debate. This comment by Arlene Foster in February caused a row.
If you feed a crocodile, they're going to keep coming back and looking for more.
She later said she regretted the crocodile remark. 2 months on, she says she plans to meet Irish language groups.
I'll be talking to people who aren't from various political lobby groups, but who actually genuinely love the Irish language.
So what do people having lunch in Coulterland in West Belfast today make of her plans?
I'm delighted to hear that Arlene is going to visit Irish language groups. Here she will gain an understanding of how Irish language is part of daily life.
I think it's a bit of a show just. Nah, that's only my opinion.
If we'd welcome her coming to visit us, why wouldn't we?
Do you think that the Irish language has been politicised?
I'd say we've been used as a political tool quite a lot, but maybe this will change it. Maybe she'll come see what we are and she won't feel the fear that's obviously there now.
Well, Judith, my name is Cuivin O'Shannon. I'm the tourism officer here in Coulterland.
What do you make of Arlene Foster saying that she is going to make the effort to visit Irish language groups over the coming weeks?
Well, I think personally that it's very much to be welcomed. As for us here in Coulterland, we are a non-political, non-religious, independent organisation. Our mission statement here is to promote the Irish language through the arts and to promote the arts through the Irish language.
The Irish language, it's been talked an awful lot about at Stormont. Do you think it's damaged the language?
No, I don't think it has damaged the language. I think some people have maybe seem to have made an effort to misrepresent the language and to misrepresent those people who are in favour of the language. The Irish language, and we've heard this it's so often it's become a cliche now, but it does not belong to any particular political party or to any particular political persuasion. It's there for all of us.
Is Misha Funil McCotter Pray Waja ex Skullandrahej August Skullandrahej Lonia in Yeshkirt Belfastia. I'm Funil McCotter, principal of Skullandrahej in South Belfast.
What do you make of Arlene Foster saying that she is going to make the effort to meet with Irish language groups over the coming weeks?
I heard it on the news last night and was absolutely astounded but delighted. It is has to be a positive move that somebody else, that Arlene Foster, who appears to have maybe disregarded or appears to maybe not have understood, that she is now willing to listen. I made contact with Arlene Foster's office this morning and left my details, and I would love to get the opportunity to talk to her.
What should an Irish Language Act encompass, and why is it so important to have one?
I think the biggest word that has been used over this last number of months, number of years, respect. We in school talked about respect. We, from the first day a child in our nursery comes, you have to respect everybody out and around you. These children have this language as an additional language, and they will be going out into the big world. They will be looking for jobs down the line. But not only that, I think that a parent should have, if a parent maybe has to access court services, for example, or a doctor, or go to the library, they should be able to speak to somebody across that counter and speak to them in their native language, in their first tongue.
Is there anything to be feared when it comes to an Irish Language Act?
Absolutely not. I don't see where this is coming from, but I do believe, from what I see in the news and what I'm reading, that there are certain politicians who seem to be afraid. And even on our Facebook page and on our Twitter, I say, don't be afraid. Look at our children. Come in and see our kids. Come in and meet our families. They are the best you're going to ever meet.